Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message that I began yesterday. And beloved, in this world in which we're living, we live at such a hectic pace, so different from the times that our grandparents lived in, our great-grandparents, or even our parents for that matter, because the age of information and technology has certainly been upon us. And now, in fact, I've commented, we have so many wonderful time-saving devices, so many things that are just automatic. You can program your stove, you can program your security system, you can program your television, you can do so many things, and yet it seems we have less time than we ever did. Isn't that very interesting? Think about that. Beloved, the Lord wants us. Time is a commodity, and according to Revelation, when that great angel places one foot on the land and one on the sea and said, time shall be no more, we're going to enter into an experience, beloved, when we're with the Lord, where time as we know it will not exist. God dwells, He's a spirit, and He dwells in eternity. And our experience will be proportional to what that existence is, where there's not the pressure of time, there's living in the present. In fact, God is a God of the present. We can't find Him in the past, and He's not in the future, but He's, for us to connect with Him, it has to be in this moment in which we are living. Now is the day of salvation. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. We need to look at each and every day as a precious gift from God. And we need to spend time waiting in the presence of the Lord. If we would be faithful to give the Lord His time, whatever time that would be in your schedule, first thing in the morning, or perhaps at night, or if you're busy, you have little ones around the house, maybe a quiet time during the day when they're taking a nap, God has a time when you can meet with Him. And if we would give God His time, then we would experience greater health, I believe, as well as peace of mind. For only those who know their God, the scriptures say, will be strong and do exploits. So if you wanted to make friends with someone you just met and you were really attracted to them and you'd like to be friends with them, well, what's the first thing you do? You want to spend time with them, because it's only by spending time with them will you get to know their preferences, their likes, their dislikes. You'll learn about their nature, their personality, and it's the same way with God. And sometimes we just want to charge ahead doing things for the Lord when the Lord wants us to just slow down and wait for Him. The timing and seasons of the Lord, beloved, are so important, because if we will wait on His timing, He knows the future. He knows a multitude of other things that would never even occur to us. And so that's why waiting on the Lord's timing is so important. Remember David, he had instructions from the Lord to go against the Philistines. But on that second time, after that first victory, the Lord said, no, you wait until you hear the rustling in the tops of the mulberry trees. And so, beloved, sometimes I know our efforts seem so paltry and so small. What we can give may seem so little in our eyes, giving of ourselves or our finances. I know there's a dear sister in California, she says she feels so badly and ashamed about sending $1. And I've said, my goodness, that's precious to the Lord as well as to me, because God knows your circumstances. I understand. Remember how Jesus commended the little widow woman who only put in two of the smallest coins, but he saw her heart and so saw that she gave much more than those who put in large amounts, because they were financially blessed. And so, beloved, little is much when God's blessings rest upon it. We are admonished in the word, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. But I've got good news. God is moving mightily in this hour. He's saying, inquire of me, ask me. He knows the end from the beginning. Many of God's children would be spared a lot of the pitfalls and heartaches they encounter if they would but ask the Lord and wait upon him. God works through his Son in the lives of those who yield themselves to him for the accomplishment and the fulfillment of his divine purposes. The power of God, beloved, his mighty power is available to every one of us. And I know we've all been guilty at one time or another of disregarding God in the making of our plans. We love God and we just use our intelligence, our intellect, and try to make good decisions. Well, it's good. God doesn't expect us, you know, he wants us to grow up as mature sons and daughters. He doesn't lead us every step of the way. I mean, he has given you a mind, and you don't have to wait on the Lord. As his brother, an example, Brother Glass always used to use, what kind of bread to buy? Buy what is nourishing, what you like. And just like you let a child, as they grow, they're able to increase in their decision-making capacity. So it is with us, as long as we understand the spiritual parameters of the Word of God. That's why it's important we spend time with the Lord. That's why it's important we study the Bible. So often, though, we go ahead, charge ahead with our plans, and then we try to work out the details accordingly. And I don't know about you, but have you ever gone ahead and then asked the Lord later to bless your plans? And beloved, what we need to do is confess our sin in taking the government of our lives from him. It is his right to rule and reign. And many times we haven't even acknowledged him, our failure to crown him Lord of our lives, so that he might accomplish through our lives that which would bring honor and glory to his name and bring us into a greater understanding of his will. Through all the things that affect our lives, the Spirit of God, beloved, is weaving a very definite pattern in each and every life. Your life is unique. It may take one form of circumstances for one individual, while for another, for someone else, it's an entirely different scenario. But through it all, God seeks to lead us into victory. Since the fall of man, God has sought by his Spirit to lead every person in this world who would permit his life to be molded by the Spirit back home to God. Beloved, that's where we're headed. We're headed home. We have been redeemed. And beloved, do you realize the glory of that statement, the power of that statement, the wonderful emancipation of that statement? Through redemption, we have become heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, heirs of so great salvation. And as we walk in fellowship with him, we learn that we are privileged to experience the manifestation of his power, his strength in our lives when we are weak. Remember what Paul said, when I'm weak, then I am strong. The word tells us, as our days are, so shall our strength be. We are told that when we are weak physically, or we might feel mentally or spiritually weak, drained, then through him, we are strong. And then the Lord's strength becomes available and it's made perfect in our weakness. We've been accepted by God as the beloved, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ who has borne in his own body on the cross all of our sins and our sicknesses. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, we are raised together with him in newness of life. And it is through Jesus and Jesus alone that we have access to and fellowship with the Father. In fact, Jesus said, except the Father draw a person, they can't come to Jesus. So it is his election, his calling, the Spirit of God drawing. And then what is our part? We have to respond to that. We may face manifold temptations and testings in this life, but beloved, you can be assured, you can be confident. As you lean on him, you will not be tempted or tested more than what you can bear, more than what you are able, and you can be victorious as you are led by the Spirit of God. You have available to you the riches of his kingdom and the unsurpassed graciousness of his love, the power of God, his mighty anointing, his strength, his dunamis can operate in your life and will enable you to begin to fathom the wealth that is yours as you become partakers of his divine nature, a new creation, a child of the King. Praise God. I just want to wait for a moment. I feel the Holy Spirit wanting to minister to you. My beloved, the Spirit of the Lord would say, even this day, do I reach down to lift you up into a new place in your God? I would move you onto higher ground where the snares and the pitfalls and the dangers that have surrounded your path will be replaced by a clean and a clear and a smooth path that leads to the very mountain of the Lord. Trust me, praise me, and know that I am with you, and I will make a way in the wilderness, and I will cause streams in the desert to flow unto you, that the hunger in your heart and the yearning in your soul shall be satisfied, because you will know and learn what it means to delight yourself in the Most High, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, hallelujah. I feel his sweet presence. He is so good. Amen. It's the goodness of the Lord that leads to repentance. I just want you to know I'm really praying for your loved ones. I pray every day for my UCM family, my radio family, my natural family, asking God to move as never before and let his graciousness, his goodness be made apparent and real in our lives. I love you. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.